This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Friends, thank you for joining me here again today for this program. We are in the middle of listening to a sermon I preached at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled If and Then, and it's a look at all the conditional promises given in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Practically all the promises in the Bible are conditional on something. Usually, more often than not, practically always, they're conditional on our obedience, on our doing whatever He says. God says, if we do something, then He will do something. And these promises go all the way back to Cain, as we looked at on Monday's broadcast. The first time you find if in the Bible, that's what got me started on this. When He says, if you do well, then will you not be accepted? His accepting of Cain is conditional. God's acceptance of you is conditional on you receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. And all these promises we read from Genesis to Revelation, they're conditional on us doing something. It's being obedient to His word and doing what He says. So that's what we're looking at here in this sermon. Hope you're enjoying this. Again, for more information on WGOD Radio, I encourage you to go to WGODontheair.net, as well as the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. On the website, it's interactive. There's a page on there that says, I think it says comment or discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to go there. Again, WGODontheair.net. Click on that link there. It says discuss today's broadcast. Leave your comments on there or whatever it is that the Lord's put on your heart. So I encourage you to go there. Let's get back to this message now. If and then.
Last parting word by God to end the Old Testament. This was in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. God is saying, if you bring your tithes into the storehouse, that is the house of God, then I will pour out such a blessing that you won't have room to receive it. If and then. Let me say, if you're not given to the church and or to God, or I should say, and to God, then this promise doesn't apply to you. New Testament. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6:14. Shocking that this one's conditional. Look at these first three words in this text. Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive. If you forgive. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. Now let's stop and look back at all these New Testament conditional promises. If you and I forgive people who have offended us, then God will forgive us our sins. Notice, please, Our forgiveness is conditional. It's conditional on two things. Number one, our forgiving others. Number two, confession of sin. There's another one, 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins, then he's faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's forgiving you of sin is conditional on you forgiving others. If you forgive, then you will be forgiven. But if you do not forgive, then neither will you be forgiven. It's a question, how are you doing with that? Is there someone that you have not forgiven yet? Has someone offended you and you're still holding on to it? God is saying his forgiveness of you is conditional on you forgiving the person that's offended you. It's for your own good. It's poison to hold on to it. And look at all the Lord's done for you. While we're in Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. Again, you don't have to turn here. You can if you want. This is the woman who had the flow, the issue of blood for 12 years. She said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, then I'll be made well. But Jesus turned around when he saw her and said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well that hour. You see, if and then extends to your faith as well. This woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I'll be made whole. The same conditional promise extends to you as well. If you have the faith, then through Christ, you can do all things. You can move mountains. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Again, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's conditional. God's rewarding you with his best is conditional on you having a heart for him and seeking him. The sky is the limit for what the Lord will give you and bless you with and how much you will receive. God used to say to me way back, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? If you have the faith, then God's your number one ally. Next up, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me. This is a real Christian, is a Christ follower. A lot of people call themselves Christian. A true Christian is a Christ follower. That's what the word Christian means. Out of his mouth. If anyone desires to come after me, then let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Following Jesus Christ, my friends, is conditional. You've got to do something. You can't just say a prayer. You've got to do something. It's conditional. If you want to be called by my name, that is Christian, it's conditional on you doing three things. Number one is denying yourself. That is, don't live for yourself. Live for God. Paul wrote, let each of us esteem others as better than ourselves. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Number two, pick up your cross. Pick up your cross. Billy Graham said last time I seen him on TV, it's like walking around with your electric chair with you. Can you imagine having an electric chair strapped to the roof rack of your SUV? Pick up your cross. That is your method of execution. Again, what does that mean? It means die to your old self. Live for the Lord. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And number three, follow me. It says in John 8:12, the Lord said, I am the light of the world. He that follows after me will not walk in darkness. Sort of like that Pied Piper of Hamelin playing his flute. He that follows after me. To be called a Christian is conditional on you doing those three things. Follow me, the Lord Jesus Christ said. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight or narrow is the gate that leads to life, and there are few that find it. The Lord Jesus is blazing the trail for us. And that trail leads through a narrow gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Let me throw in one of man's attempts at if and then. Poor Peter. Listen to Peter. Matthew 26:33. Peter said, even if all are made to stumble, then I will never be made to stumble. Almost laughable, isn't it? You see, this doesn't work with man because man doesn't keep his word. This only works with God. That's, even if all are made to stumble, then I will never be made to stumble. And that word never there is a double negative in Greek, meaning this needs an exclamation point, meaning he yelled this, meaning the veins were coming out of his neck when he said this to him. Emphatically, I will never stumble. Sad. It doesn't work with man. Here's one from the Apostle Paul. If God is for us, then who can be against us? There's a great conditional promise. If you have God on your side, then look out, world, I like to say. If God is for us, then who can be against us? The question is God for you? Which side of the fence are you on? I know God is for everyone here. Everyone here in this church here, I know, is saved. Those that might hear this program on a podcast, I don't know. Is God for you? Have you received Jesus Christ yet? Now, this next one is the most important and serious if and then. I think it's in all the whole New Testament. It's found in Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Not a verse you're going to hear very often. I've never, ever in my entire life as a Christian have I ever heard a sermon preached on this verse. Romans chapter 11, Romans 11, 21. Notice the word if. All the way from Cain, starts with Cain. It's no different. If and then. It says, if God did not spare the nat. Now, he's talking about the nation of Israel. He's talking to people that were conceited, thinking that they were special because they were saved and the nation of Israel wasn't. And Paul flattened them and floored them with this statement. He says, if God did not spare the natural branches, then he might not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. Colon, on those that fell, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue, or the Greek word there also means remain, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise we can say then, otherwise you also will be cut off. Never heard that preached anywhere. Consider the goodness and severity of God, on those that fell, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, or we could say, or else. If you don't do this, then. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. This is the most conditional promise I've ever read in my entire life.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth,